You know, I'm thumbing through the big races for the United States Senate in 2020 because they're coming into focus now. Susan Collins, one of those that will be targeted heavily by Democrats because of her vote for Brett Kavanaugh, of course, to be on the Supreme Court. Susan Collins being the pivotal vote on that, who delivered what I thought was a terrific speech at the time that that all came together. But because of that, she will be targeted. Some of the big states that Democrats think that they can have inroads. Here are the eight that are being listed so far. Colorado and Maine, which were both carried by Hillary Clinton. And then six states that were carried by Trump. Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, and Texas again. They seem to have this idea that they can take Texas. You can't. And you're not going to beat Joni Ernst in Iowa either. I can assure you of that. Tom Tillis in North Carolina might be a target. And the senator in Arizona, who is sitting there, having been appointed to the seat, might be a senator worth taking a shot at as well. But in Michigan, not getting a lot of discussion, but there's a candidate that rejoined the race yesterday, John James, who is a combat veteran, combat pilot, who ran in the midterms against Debbie Stabenow and lost just this past November. He has said he is back in the race to challenge Gary Peters. And John James will run a formidable race, and Gary Peters is a first-term junior senator who hasn't done a lot of high-profile things in his capacity as senator. What he will bring to the table is a tremendous amount of money, we would guess. That, except the DNC is broke right now. So how much support will Gary Peters get from national? Hard to say yet. But as a combat veteran announcing his decision to run again on Fox News yesterday, John James took time to reflect on D-Day and all of the things challenging America now and why he has decided to get into the race. Listen to this from John James.
I went to West Point from 2000-2004, and Saving Private Ryan had already come out. Mm-hmm. We went to West Point knowing the call that our country may give to us at some point. We knew the sacrifice that may be asked of us at some point, and we went anyway. I think these are the traits that define our veterans, and these are things that make our veterans, I believe, truly our crown jewel of our nation. This is a very, very heavy day for grown adult men mm-hmm. and women to really grasp, and I don't think that we can ever get it, but I have three little boys, and the young is 14 weeks. And if I were to teach them about D-Day, I would try to teach them something that they could grasp. Things like men, little boys, essentially left their mommies and daddies, left their homes, and they were willing to die for the freedoms that they enjoy today. That's a heady topic, but it's something that can get it down to the level that they're ready for right now. Also, doing the right thing, especially when you're scared, is really important. And also, growing up in the world that we're living in, if you have blessings, you need to be a blessing to others. And if you're in the position to fight for someone who cannot fight for themselves, then you must. And so those are three lessons that I will teach my sons, and because those are the lessons that have been taught to Americans for generations.
It would be a huge takeaway for the Republicans if John James were able to secure a seat in Michigan. Make no mistake about that. It would be a shock to the Democrats. And the question is, will John James, whose his entire framework is still in place, his machine is still in place, and he beat Sandy Pensler, a very wealthy businessman, in the primary season in Michigan heading into the 2018 election cycle. So as he gears up to take on Gary Peters, the junior senator from Michigan, the question is, can John James elicit the kind of support and financial backing he will need? He was endorsed by the president the last time around, though Donald Trump never appeared in Michigan on his behalf. I believe that may change this time around if John James remains unopposed in the primary. That's yet to be seen, of course. But as you look through these eight big races again, the big one for the Democrats really is Susan Collins in Maine. If the Democrats can pick off Susan Collins in Maine, which is almost a must-have if they expect to flip the Senate to Democrat control. And so what the Democrats will do in Maine, they'll try to make the entire race about Donald Trump. And Susan Collins will make the entire race about herself. She has been an independent. Sometimes she is embraced by the right. Sometimes she is maligned by the right and targeted for her positions, because sometimes she goes against the administration. Sometimes she goes against Republicans and conservatives, and she's been known to do that. Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, two of the more liberal Republican senators who have a tendency to step outside the lines, if you will. So for the Democrats, that is a must win. And then you look at other races. They think that Colorado with Cory Gardner is a great opportunity for them to pick up a seat in 2020. Gardner won in 2014 during Barack Obama's second midterm elections. Cory Gardner ran a near-perfect campaign in 2014. He'll have to do that again to hang on to that seat in Colorado. So these are big races that we're targeting and looking at. And right now, I would suggest that it would stay just about status quo. The Republicans will pick up Alabama. That is, unless Judge Roy Moore puts his hat in the ring again. That is about the only way the Democrats could win in Alabama again is if Roy Moore is on the ballot, and we'd have to watch and see what happens there. Otherwise, a tree stump with an R next to it should win in Alabama, and that is the truth. But starting to analyze these big races right now, the status quo should hold. I would look for the Senate to be at about 54-46 coming out of the 2020 elections, but surprises could occur. And, of course, we'll continue to break this down as we get closer, and I'll keep going. A very close look at the Senate, because Mitch McConnell has ruled with an iron fist. Mitch McConnell has done more to put conservatives into judicial positions, and judicial nominations have been moved through by Mitch McConnell in a way we have never seen before. 150 new federal judges under Mitch McConnell's tutelage. I mean, that is a big game changer for so many. Plus, two members of the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. And, of course, Mitch McConnell said last week, just to upset the Democrats, that if a vacancy occurred in the Supreme Court in 2020, of course we'd fill it. No reason not to. No prohibition against it. It's some idea put forth by Democrats when they were in the minority. At any rate, it won't happen. I suspect if there's a vacancy within 10 minutes of the election in 2020, Republicans would have a way to get that filled. You bet your bottom dollar on that. That was Mitch McConnell's entire drive in life, is to fill seats on the Supreme Court. You can bet it. Guarantee it. 52 after. Coming toward the end of hour number two. Some more thoughts after this.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May